This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord Christ, as we live in this time, when we prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit, your promise to us, we pray, come, Holy Spirit. Enkindle within us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit upon us so that we will be recreated. May you renew the face of the earth. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. Well, lots of graduations were happening this weekend. And I know some of our high school graduates are here, so college graduates, and St. Joseph's School is preparing for their graduation next week. It's that time of transition and change. I saw this anecdote that I thought was so appropriate, that these college towns prepare for the influx of parents, and of course, the kids have been away and living their own life independently, and so the favorite tavern in town put this marquee out that said, "Students, bring your parents here to lunch and we'll pretend that we don't know you." Now, I thought that was pretty cute, but there was a church across the street and they countered with a sign that said, "Students, bring your parents here to church and we'll pretend that we do know you." We're laughing because we've been there. So, transitions, change. We're celebrating communion milestone today. And it truly is a transition point for these children and for their families as well. This is a big deal. And I want it to be a big deal because it's an opportunity for us to celebrate what we truly believe is important, that really matters. And the gospel today that we're given gives us a great insight into what's important at a time of transition and change. Now, to understand this, I want to ask a question. But to lead up to the question, I want to tell you that perhaps the way in which we need to look at this is times in our lives when we have thought, like, maybe this is it. Maybe my life is going to end. It might be suddenly the doctor tells you you have this serious illness. Or it might have been when you were driving I-95 on the way to church here today and one of the crazies cut you off and you thought, this is it. Couple things in my life. I was in that horrible earthquake in Italy back in the early 80s that devastated so much of the central part of that country, and I really thought, this is probably going to be it. Wasn't. I can remember being on a cruise ship crossing the Black Sea, and they get these huge storms that come up, and the waves were so high that the captain told everybody to go to their cabins, and they actually have seat belts in the beds, and you're supposed to tie yourselves in with the seatbelt. And I thought, this is it. It's going to end. So the question I would ask you is, if you can relate to that in some way, what is it that you wanted to do at that moment? Now, it was before the age of cell phones for me, but had I had a cell phone, I wasn't married at the time, I'd have wanted to call my parents and say, "Mom and Dad, I love you. Sorry, but I'm not coming home." If something like that happens, I'd want to call Dee and tell her I love you. Glad we had that party, because now you know at least there's 75 people who love you. Maybe I would have needed to call Charlotte, tell her what to do in the bulletin next week. But what would come to mind for us at that time would be what really is the most important thing to us, huh? Now, why do I ask that question? Because this is the gospel today. Right after this gospel, Jesus is going to walk across the Kidron Valley, as many of you did not a month ago, and Judas is going to betray him, and in 24 hours, Jesus is going to be dead. And he knows it. He knows every single thing that's going to happen. And what does he choose to do as that last act before this all starts to unfold? He prays. Now, if the Almighty Son of God has decided that the most important thing above all is prayer, then that tells me, boy, that better be a priority in my life. And secondly, and even more importantly, what does he pray for? Notice he doesn't pray for himself. He prays for his disciples. He prays for us. Even though he knows he's just about to undergo the most horrific, horrible, imaginable death possible, he's not even thinking about himself. He's thinking about his disciples. He's thinking about us. Wow. And thirdly, what does he choose to pray for them? The first thing, protect them. And he goes on later and spells it out. Protect them from the evil one. Now that gives me pause for thought. His last shot to pray for something and for somebody, and what does he choose? Protect these guys from the evil one. Now, I am the last one who would think we need to carry little crosses around at night and light candles so that the devil doesn't get us. We don't need to worry about that because as we've celebrated with this Paschal candle for 7 weeks, Jesus has won the victory. It's ours to claim. We don't need to fear the devil, but we need to be aware. And what's going on at this time? Remember, Jesus is preparing to leave them. And there's a time of change and transition that's going to be going on. So bring that to our situation. Father William's getting ready to leave us. Our communion milestone people are celebrating this transition in our life. Our graduates are moving on from 8th grade to high school, from high school to college, from college into the real world. Protect them from the evil one. So as these disciples are getting ready to move on and move forward, this is where we need to pray for that protection. Why? Because if life is just going along swimmingly and there's no change or nothing going on, well, the devil doesn't really have much of an opportunity to do anything there. But when there is progress forward, that is where the difficulty can come in. Remember Jesus, even in those temptations in the desert that we started Lent with, the devil tempts him, and where does it end? And the devil left him to return at an opportune time. We need to be aware of that because it's going to happen. Let me give you some examples. I've told you this one before. You're dating a girl, you decide she's the one. You get down on your knee and you get engaged. And now you're committed. And don't you know it, the next time you go to that favorite tavern, the most gorgeous girl you have ever met is going to start to make a play for you. It happens. We make a decision, and there's going to be the opportunity that the evil one will give us to renege. Communion milestone families. Hopefully, this becomes a milestone where I want to commit more seriously to my spiritual journey. And so you decide, okay, family, we're getting up next Sunday, and this is going to become a regular thing for us as it has for these last weeks. Well, Dad, guess what? Your favorite golfing buddy is going to call you on Saturday saying, I got that tee time at 9:30 next Sunday. Or, wives, your favorite tennis tournament is suddenly going to be at 9:30 next Sunday. It happens. These things are not happen chance. It's when we make decisions about life, that's when the evil one wants to try to tell us, nah, don't do that. You don't want to do that. And it's exactly what God is giving us the opportunity to do. This is an incredible message that Jesus gives us today. We don't need to fear the devil. We have Jesus on our side. And notice this prayer. He knows that in the next few hours, all his best friends are going to betray him, desert him. Peter's going to say he doesn't even know him. And what does he say? He's praying to his father, and he's singing the praises of this ragamuffin group. He's telling his father, they get it. They've kept your word, and he knows full well what's going to happen. When Jesus looks at us, when you consider the cup half empty or half full, even if there's one drop in there, for Jesus it's full, because he's always looking for that one little optimistic hope for us. So that's the attitude that we need to have as we go about our lives. Remembering that as we move forward, prayer has got to be number one. And when it's time of transition and change, pray that God will protect us and that we might protect each other. Let's celebrate that today as we move forward. Amen.